This recording, Sri Lanka 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to strap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. When Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis, almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned this course of treatment might be expensive, either 4 or 5 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I'm from Sri Lanka, and I grew up there for 20 years of my life. And I still have my grandma and my brother who lives there. But that's pretty much the only family I have left back home. I have an aunt who lives here. Well, that's pretty much it about home, I guess. I live near the beach, which is really nice. So, I mean, every evening we'd go to the beach and jog, stuff like that. And all my friends live really close by, so it is really nice. Well, see, I live really close to my school. And if you, like, just jumped over the wall, it's the beach. So, yeah, the ocean was really nice. It's not like the pictures you see of the Maldives and stuff and Hawaii where it's like crystal blue. It was darker, and it was a really safe area because it was like a little cove, so you could just wade in, and it was really, really nice. Well, I'm currently a finance major, but I definitely want to go into banking. And hopefully own a bank. So, we'll see how that goes. But if not, well, right now I think it'll be on hold for a while because it's really hard to establish a bank. So, it's easier to make more money with other businesses and then try and get into banking. But I'll probably work in a bank to see how they work and how they operate and stuff like that. I think the financial sector is obviously more developed, so I have a lot to learn and take back home. So, I think I would like to work here for a while. But I'm definitely going back. I really like this town, the people are really nice, especially the older folk, because I really feel at home here. There was this professor who was looking for, well, not really, that there was a play that this professor was directing, and there was a Sri Lankan part in it, and that I should try out for it. But after I did, I found out that it was a female role, so I didn't get that, but so that's pretty much how. But I had no plans of getting involved in theater once I came in. And I actually wanted to keep away because I did take part in like plays back home and I really messed up my studies. So, yeah. And I made the same mistake again because I messed up this semester. But...